Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode, another prayer. As we focus on Wednesday, praying for greater biblical leadership. And we look to the example of Gideon. In Judges chapter 6, verses 1 through 10, we find that Israel is again oppressed by the enemies of God. These are the Midianites, and they call out to God. And so God is going to raise up Gideon as a judge for them. In verses 15 and 16 of Judges chapter 6, Gideon says to God, "So he said to him, 'O my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house.' And the Lord said to him, 'Surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man.'" And we see that later on in this very same chapter and through the next two chapters that Gideon and his men tore down the altar of Baal in the city, and that they go on to defeat an army so much greater than them with only 300 men. And so Gideon becomes a great man of faith, and a great leader of faith that we should follow. So would you pray with me at this time for greater biblical leadership like Gideon? Father in heaven, we thank you for Jesus, your Son, who was the Christ, who is the Christ, and for his ability and his example found in your word to lead others. We also thank you for Gideon and his example of leadership, his willingness to lead despite his apprehensions to do so, his acceptance of God's choosing him, of you choosing him to be a deliverer and a leader of your people, and not wishing that he wasn't a leader, not complaining about it, but accepting his role. Father, we thank you for his faith in your power to deliver from their enemies, and even though their physical number of their army was fewer than the enemies. And we thank you for proving that you were with him. We thank you for getting in his example of tearing down the altars to the false gods and helping to encourage the people to follow you, the one true living God. Father, we pray that we would all be good leaders like Gideon, to promote a focus on obeying you and your word in every aspect of life, despite our feelings of inadequacy or how if we feel incapable, despite where we come from, and despite our present circumstances and the way things look, despite an unknown future, that we would follow you in every aspect, and that we would help to promote in others a leadership like Gideon's, and that we would be Gideon's to help others lead, leading by our own example, and then leading others into and to defeat the enemies of the promised land. Father, we pray that we will be found faithful stewards in the end of those whom we lead, and that we would all be better leaders in your kingdom and in our communities. We also pray for the current leaders in our kingdom and the future ones in our nation, and we pray that they would be followers of you, and that they would be people of upright character and people of faith like Gideon. We pray all these things in Jesus' name and by his authority. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning. And remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time.
My soul. Escaped the death.